You kindly open your Bible to the book of 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 17. We shall read several verses in that chapter. We're starting at verse 8, reading to verse 11, then verses 23 and 24, and finally verse 30. While you're turning to that particular reference, I'd like to just give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ and to greet all of the ministers and all of the precious saints of God, the campers and everyone. In the name of the Lord. This has been a great day, and I've been edified and strengthened by the word of the Lord, the lessons today. Great time, and I just believe that the Lord has prepared us as part of a team to carry through his divine will in this camp meeting, and I give him honor and glory. And praise. 1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning at verse 8. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words, those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Of course, I've read this chapter many times, and you have read it too, and probably heard several messages preached from this chapter. But I was thinking about this, and I wondered if this Goliath had ever fought before. I wondered if he had a track record of success. Or he was just a big talker. Because you see, he was big. One rendition says that he was over 9 feet, 9 inches tall. I read another one that said he was over 11 feet tall. So really, when you see somebody that big, and he talks that big, the tendency is to be intimidated and to say, well, it's no use fighting anybody like that. And that's how the devil operates. Talk big, but he can't fight. And Goliath would go over very good as long as he met the men of Israel who were not prepared to go after him. Who every time he spoke, they were quite prepared to run and hide and say, no use. He looked very good, Goliath did, until he met David. And sometimes we make the devil look so good by our reaction to his intimidation. But I feel a David spirit here tonight. Verse 23. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion of the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to this
same words, and David heard them. You see, David is on the sea now, and Goliath is going through his ordeal. And as he spoke, all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. Big Eliab and big Saul. Verse 32. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with him." He has not been reduced in stature. His speech has not changed. But he met one of a different sort. And while the rest of men were running and they were afraid, David said, "I'll fight him." I went to school with a lot of men who talked a lot, but really couldn't fight. But you didn't know it until they got in a fight. And you found out that all they had was just talk. I want you to know, young people, that we are on the winning side. The church in which you find yourself is not some man-made institution which, like all others, would go down. The church in which you are is owned by Jesus Christ. And he said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And as long as you're in this church, you are a winner. And there is no devil or group of devils that can stop you. You can win every time. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Now, last night I preached about having a confrontation with the Lord God Almighty. Moving from devastating experiences, which most of us have had. Tonight, I want us to consider the period of time after that devastating experience, and while we are waiting for that confrontation, I want us to focus on that period and what happens in so far as demonic attacks are concerned. Because during that period, Brother Gilstrap spoke about that today, that transitional period, the devil seems to want to pull out all the stops to floor you. Yes.
Yes.
And I want to preach to you tonight. I want to challenge you. During that period, do not surrender. Stand up and fight. Yes.
Amen.
Do not surrender. Stand up and fight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise God. You may be seated. Now, the devil is always at work. He runs a 7-day-a-week operation, 24-hour-a-day operation. He's always at work. Bible said the adversary, the devil, is around as a roaring lion. As a roaring lion. And he wants to devour and wipe out. That is his mission. My mission and your mission is to stand up and fight. Amen. Amen. It seems, though, that the devil pulls out all the stops and comes at us during that period of transition when we are moving from one experience to another. While we are waiting for that confrontation with the Lord, while we are waiting on His voice as to where we ought to go, while we are waiting for a word of encouragement, it seems as while we're waiting, He pulls out all the stops and He comes against us. After that devastating experience, and while we await for our confrontation, He seems to come and pulls out all the stops and wants to destroy us. After you are baptized in Jesus' name, and while you are waiting for the Holy Spirit, seems like He comes along and tells you what happens, what happened to you really wasn't all that important, and in any case, you can't make it, so why bother to go any further? Or after you've received the Holy Ghost, and you are now beginning your walk with God toward maturity, He comes and tries to tell you that nothing really happened after all. And who says you can make it from here on? It's going to come to you just like it came to John last week. He started and he has retired after a week. Wasn't it not just before Jesus started His ministry that the devil came with everything he had, saying, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread? Wasn't it not during that little period when He was moving toward the beginning of His ministry? But didn't the Lord Jesus Christ have the answer for him? It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. Now, the devil has a mode of operation. He embarks upon a process of intimidation. He growls, he roars, he howls, he screams. What is he trying to do? He's trying to intimidate you, to cause you to feel fearful, and then to throw in the towel and say, I can't make it. I want to announce to you that you can make it. You are a tailor-made success in Jesus. He did not save you for defeat. He saved you for victory. He did not save you to go under. He saved you to take you home to glory. So he wants to inoculate you with that spirit of fear to the end that you'll quit fighting. To the end that you'll stop running the race. To the end that you'll close your Bible and say, it's no use. But we're not going to close that Bible. We're going to keep that Bible open. We're not going to stop praising. We're going to keep on praising. I say, stand up and fight. Now, fear is an awful thing. It has a paralyzing effect upon you. It paralyzes your mind. And when your mind is paralyzed, your limbs are paralyzed. Your feet are paralyzed. And you can't move. Although there's nothing physically wrong with your limbs. But your mind has been paralyzed by fear. Fear is not of God. No. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That spirit of fear is not of God. That spirit of fear is not of God. It is of the devil. And I want to rebuke him. And I want to say, in Jesus' name, leave our young people alone. Over and over and over in the scriptures we read, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Now I want, for the purpose of this message, to give you my working definition of this matter of fear. When I say fear not, I'm saying to you, never get to the point where you see your problem, your trial, your opponent as being bigger than your God and his ability to work through you. I'm saying, never see your problem, your trial, your opponent as being bigger than your God or his ability to work through you. Your God is bigger. Your God is bigger than all your problems, than all your trials, than all your Goliaths. Now, 12 spies were sent out to spy the land. They saw giants, all 12 of them. They saw the land flowing with milk and honey. 10 of them said, "We be not able to come up against the people, for they are stronger than we are." Caleb said, after seeing the same land, the same people, he said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able." May I ask you, what was the difference? The difference was Caleb could not see the giants for seeing his God. Goliath stood just as tall in respect of the men of Israel as he did for David. But David could not see him for seeing Jehovah. And for the men of Israel, Goliath was too big to hit. But for David, he was too big to miss. And David said, "I'll fight him. I'll fight him." And you may be in a transition. Stand up and fight with all your might, for you are a winner in Jesus.
I feel good in the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah! Now, after World War II, Hitler's papers were found. When his papers were found, naturally they were searched. And when his papers were searched, his papers revealed that he propounded a scientific theory of psychological power called the Mastermind Alliance. Under this theory, Hitler stated that wars are not won by guns, but wars are won by fear. And he said, the nations that fear the most lose. He said, if you put fear in them, let them think that you're going to annihilate them, they will surrender. He said, with words, I'll put fear in the nations. That's what the devil tries to do. He tries to put fear in you and put fear in me to the end that we will get up and leave. But I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stand up and fight with all my might. Well, Hitler's strategy worked good until he met Churchill. Churchill said, the Battle of France has ended, and the Battle of Britain has begun. But when the Battle of Britain is ended, if the German High Command can pronounce the word victory, they shall at least not be able to say that England surrendered. Young people, do not surrender to the devil. Stand up and fight and fight and fight and fight. God's fighting with you. Churchill said, the Belgians, the Danes, the French, the Poles, the Czechs, the Austrians were not conquered. They surrendered. The Danes, the French, the Poles, the Czechs, the Austrians were not conquered. They surrendered. Many people who are out to church today are not out because they were conquered. They are out because they surrendered. I call upon you to stand up and fight this good fight of faith. Churchill said, Hitler has never had a fight yet on his hand. He has never conquered anyone. But England will never surrender. Before we see ourselves conquered or defeated, before we surrender, we'd rather die. He said, we'll die in the beaches. We'll die on the hills.
We'll die in the streets. We'll die in the cellars. And when the last drop of Anglo-Saxon blood lies on these islands, then shall the Battle of Britain be over. But not until then. Young people, in this great parenthesis, this hyphen that we're in, do not stop fighting until you reach home. Churchill said, every Englishman that dies will take a German with him. And I'll make Hitler regret the day he ever said, sail for England. He may conquer us, but we shall not surrender. Young people, I'm not suggesting to you that you minimize the devil. I'm suggesting to you that you maximize Jesus. For he has a track record of success. He has never started anything and left it half done. He has never come near to losing. His weapons were laughed at or mocked at, but they worked. And he's not about to leave you in the cold. He's going to take you all the way to heaven. Do not run from this fight. Stand up and jab away. Stand up and fight. For the Lord God will be to you what you need him to be. Stand up and fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
My. Let me tell you a few more things that Churchill said, and then I'll go on. Now, Churchill wasn't a very attractive fellow. Didn't look too warlike at all. Short. Didn't do well at school either. Hitler will fight you on the beaches. We'll fight you on land. We'll fight you in the valleys. We'll fight you in the seas. We will never surrender. And Hitler called him crazy brains. I don't mind if the devil called me crazy brains. Do you? I don't mind. As long as he's on the run, he can call me anything he wants. Young people, let the devil know that he has a fight on his hand.
You men, when he tries to turn you around and put you to appear like a woman, tell him he has a fight on his hand. And when he tells you, when you come in here, that you look stupid praising God, tell him you have a fight on your hand. And when he tries to put you under pressure because you do right, put him under pressure. Stand up and fight. Stand up and praise. Stand up and speak in tongues. Stand up and run the aisles. Stand up and praise. Stand up and magnify the glory of God. He's not as big as he makes out to be. He's not as strong as he makes out to be. He's a loser. For Jesus has the keys. Jesus has the keys. Jesus has the keys. You come to me with a sword and with a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God of the armies of Israel. Again,
your position and mine can be summarized in two words: Operation Resistance. Let me tell you something, young people. You see, if you give that devil 1 inch, he takes a mile. He's not a reasonable fella. He's totally unreasonable. And when you give him 1 inch in your life, he takes the whole thing. Hitler did not start out with any intentions to use the weapons he had. There was one weapon he wanted to use and conquer the world, and that was his mouth. To intimidate the nations. And he would line up all of his men of war and give them sophisticated weapons, but he would tell them, don't use them. Just let them see you. And when they see you, they'll know that I mean business and I will conquer the world without firing a gun. That's what the devil wants to do to you and to me. But when he lines up his army, tell him that there be more with you than with him. For with him is the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord God of the armies of Israel. So,
its resistance. I was born as a male species, and I will die as a male species. I have no intentions for my two sons to provide me sons-in-law. My two sons can only provide me daughters-in-law. And you have to resist. And when he tells you that coke and crack are not that bad because you get on a high, just line up all the people who are now on a low and say to him, you are a liar. Leave me, let me say hallelujah. Leave me, let me sing Amazing Grace. Leave me, let me cry tears. Leave me, let me shout for joy. Leave me, let me praise the Lord. Leave me, let me read the Bible. I am resisting. And finally, in my country, they play cricket. Here, they play baseball. And other things, of course. Now, if you went to play a baseball match with this microphone, you wouldn't do too well, would you? No. Because this was not made to hit baseball. This was made as an instrument to amplify your voice. I wouldn't go and play cricket with a toothpick in my hand. Because toothpicks were not made to play cricket. They do very well after you've eaten. You couldn't give me this microphone to take a picture of this audience. Even if you put films under here. That was great. Now, here's my point. When we resist the devil, we don't have microphones in our hands and toothpicks. You know what we have? The sword of the Spirit. You know what we have? The shield of faith. The breastplate of righteousness. Our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hey, our lines girded about with truth. There is no reason why we should not succeed. Fight, 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 fight. Do not surrender. Fight the good fight. Fight the good fight. And you young people who don't have the Holy Ghost, this is a good night for you. I mean, this is a good night. The stage is set for a knockout. The stage is set for a knockout. Hey, devil, you're down tonight. Get me behind me. I'm resisting. I want my Holy Ghost tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So, put it all together. Stop. In this transitional period, as you move from that devastating experience toward that confrontation, that devil is going to inoculate you with fear. Boop. You can't make it.
can't go from here. You can't even get up. Look at your face in the mirror. Your nose is not even straight. Look at your eyes. You can't even see properly. Look at your hair falling out of your head. You can't make it. Straighten up your back. And say, Deva, if you win, it's not because I surrendered. You have a fight on your hand. Look at what God can do with a flat nose. Watch and see what God can do with a man whose hair is falling off of his head. Stand back and watch. The path we will not choose is the path of surrender. We're going to fight. If there's anybody in here tonight without the Holy Ghost, any young person who has never been baptized in Jesus' name, that old devil is trying to tell you that it's no abuse going down this road because you just can't make it. The world outside has too much to offer. He's a liar. He paints bad pictures. The best gift in all the world for you is the Holy Ghost. Those of you adults who have started this race, and that old devil is trying to tell you that, look, you can't make it. Some big preachers have made shipwreck. You can't make it. You can make it. Stand up and fight. Hey, fight. 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 The altar is opened. I'd love to see everybody here without the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. I'd love to see everybody here who has not been baptized in Jesus' name. Baptized in Jesus' name. You are not going to be young all your days. Your eyes will not always see like they can see tonight. Your ears will not always hear like they can hear tonight. You'll not be able to speak all the while like you can speak tonight. You will not have your faculties for the rest of your life like you have it tonight. My mother, in hospital on Tuesday, was asked by me, Mom, who am I? And when my mom told me who I was, it scared me because she was so wrong. It frightened me to think my own mother, who gave me birth, could become so sick that she wouldn't know who I was. So if you think that you're going to always be young and pretty, and you have a long time to wait to serve God, you could be grossly wrong. Now is the best time to give God all you've got. Your best shot. Your best praise. Your best foot forward. Your best hands raised. Give God your best now.
My God. My God. Praise God. The man's preached. Let's fill the altar tonight.